Hello, folks. I want to apologize in advance. This episode is late due to some technical issues that I had with our hosting service. Hopefully this doesn't offend everybody and put you guys off to our podcast. I know we've been having a lot of issues lately, but those issues hopefully will be resolved soon. So enjoy episode 12 of Big Splash WrestleCast. This is Steve. And again, thank you for listening at all. Thank you.
It's going to be easy picking for Bam Bam. Perfect's leg is injured. His leg is hurt. It's that title. One, two, a counter. It's countered. And yeah! What a man.
He reversed it.
Testing 1, 2.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 12-ish of Big Splash WrestleCast's podcasts for your ear holes, where we talk about wrestling news and all the other things. We are the number one podcast about wrestling that you don't listen to.
There you go.
The number one podcast about wrestling that you do not listen to.
Well, maybe people should start, you know, telling other people about
us. I think they should start spreading it like wildfire.
Yes.
As always, I'm Steve Fontana.
And I'm Mike Capizzo.
And let's start off with some news. Just off the top of my head here, Mick Foley made his WWE debut at some house shows. Or a house show.
In Ireland.
Whatever. Uh-huh. So apparently he's gearing up to make his official return on television. Colt Cabana left ROH. So their relationship is done. Maryse was fired.
Yes.
They wished her well in her future endeavors. Just to touch a little bit on that, she had been injured for a while. That's why she wasn't on television. And then just before her return, they decided to let her go. There's speculation that it was mutual. She may have wanted to do Playboy. That doesn't go over well with PG. So There's a good chance that that had something to do with it. She is still dating The Miz. And so all is well on that front. One half of the WWE Tag Team Champions, Evan Bourne, has been suspended for the wellness policy violation. I'm not thinking marijuana on this one. I'm thinking like an Adderall or like some sort of speed. I'm thinking something like that. Some sort of artificial
like drug
stimulant.
Really?
Not like cocaine. I don't think he would go that hard.
No, I think it's really marijuana. I don't know why. I think he would do it.
I don't know. Well, whatever.
I'm interested by the fact that, you know, they knew about this. They knew they were going to suspend him on Tuesday. And Monday night, when they were in a tag team match, they didn't even do like a tag titles on the line.
No, and I did not read any spoilers for SmackDown. It's Friday afternoon, so we don't know anything about SmackDown, but at least I don't. Who knows? Maybe they did it, you know,
tonight
before the SmackDown.
I don't know. They even said that
they could do a backstage segment of him getting jumped or something. Who knows?
Okay.
What else do we got here? WWE not doing good financially.
No, they their third quarters weren't so hot.
And it has a lot to do with the fact that they took two programs off the air. Tough Enough in NXT that they're not getting a lot of advertising revenue from there.
Yep.
They're saving up their big guns for their own network.
Mm-hmm.
But their pay-per-view buys have also been down.
Well, they were surprisingly down. They were up for Money in the Bank, But they were down for both SummerSlam and what was after SummerSlam?
We had Night of Champions.
Night of Champions. They didn't do Vengeance just yet, but for Night of Champions. They're all were down, and not like a lot. Like SummerSlam was down almost 100,000, which I'm surprised because they were pushing SummerSlam a lot this time around.
Yeah, they tried, and I think the product is not working out. They're trying to reach an audience that can't spend money.
Mm.
So I don't know. Is there any other news? Let's see. Scrolling through.
I mean, to be completely honest, there really wasn't that much more stuff that has happened since we've been gone. I mean...
All right. Well, we had the Muppets invade Monday Night Raw on Halloween.
Yes.
On All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
It was underwhelming. It was funny, but it wasn't mind blowing. It wasn't, you know, they did some interesting stuff. Apparently, Sheamus is now related to Beaker. They don't even they blurred the line between what believability and fantasy. They took a product that they try and make us believe is real with, you know, Triple H getting jumped by Kevin Nash being taken out with a sledgehammer, which we'll also touch up on because that was the week that we didn't podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's foaming at the mouth and he's removed, you know, from the arena, shaking and trembling. And then the next episode, Sheamus is cousins with Beaker and Cody Rhodes puts a bag over Kermit the Frog's head.
Yes.
So when you think, it's just, they're confused. Their identity is lost right now. They're doing some good things wrestling-wise. They have some good people holding titles. Dolph Ziggler holding the U.S. titles, still good. Cody Rhodes, IC champion, still good. You know, I would even say Mark Henry as the world heavyweight champion is still good. Like, they're still doing pretty decent stuff with their wrestling, but as far as their identity, it's starting to get lost. I don't know. I mean, do you have anything to mention about that? I mean, you have a different perspective. You're more of a fans fan. Like, you're more of the, you know, you're the 99% probably of the wrestling fans. I'm more of the 1%, you know, that kind of look for the story beyond the story, beyond the wrestling, before the story. Like, I kind of dig
well,
in a little,
I mean,
too deep.
As far as what I'm looking at with the show right now, I feel that what they're doing with it is they're going back to the old, like, I don't know, in the past couple of weeks, they've done the PG route this week with the Muppets. Like,
yeah.
They considerably did the PG route. The whole entire Nash and Triple H part on Raw definitely wasn't PG. That was,
it was,
oh,
yeah,
whoa.
I guess it was pushing,
okay.
It was pushing the
they're
whole
pushing,
violence
they're
thing.
Pushing, like, the PG rating there. They've also, I mean, if I'm thinking about storyline-wise, to be completely honest with you, nothing is going on. And it's been like that now for a while. And, you know, if I'm given a segment on, I do a segment on a radio show sometimes, and I'm from college, and we're given, like, you know, a specific amount of time to talk about what happened on Raw or SmackDown, it's literally 5 seconds. Boom. That's it. That's all that happened. There's nothing going on right now that can make me go, okay, I'm going to write a little bit of an article or, you know, do something that makes me, you know, happy or sad about what's going on with the WWE, because nothing's going on. Even this Survivor Series right now, they're trying to push this really big, and to be honest, it doesn't look big right now.
Mm.
Nothing is making me go, okay, The Rock's coming back. That's awesome. I'm so proud for The Rock.
Right,
but
yeah. I'm pumped for that. I'm interested to see him in the ring again.
I mean, I'm interested to see him in the ring, but after that, Big Show and Mark Henry possibly again? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Punk and Del Rio? All right. You know, there's nothing that's making me go, woo, I can't wait. There's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it has a lot to do with the PG thing, because a character like Del Rio, it's very hard to have him be the kind of villain you would need to have an anti-hero, you know, for that feud to get all the fuel that it needs, because when you're an anti-hero, you do things against the grain, against villains and even heroes themselves, to get results. And when you have an anti-hero that has to watch what he says, and, you know, he says that he's got a pipe, you know, his microphone's a pipe bomb, and that, you know, he'll say whatever he wants, but really he's not saying anything bad. Like, he's not saying anything that's edgy or anything like that because of the whole PG thing. I'm not asking him to just drop F-bombs and, yeah, you know, start saying whore or whatever over and over again. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for more personal issues. I'm looking for more relatable storylines. Like, people's lives aren't PG. The bully at school, to the 12-year-old or the 11-year-old in school, the bully is not saying, "Hey, you doo-doo head, let me give you a wedgie." The 11-year-old is cursing.
Yeah.
The 11-year-old is doing more adult, TV 14, whatever you want to call it, things to their peers than these wrestlers are doing, and that's supposed to be entertaining for kids, but how young are they trying to go? Are they trying to get the 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds, and the 7-year-olds who don't know any better anyway? Even if it was, the Attitude Era again, do these kids really know what's going on? Do their parents really have a hard time explaining, this is why he said ass? Mommy and daddy say ass when they're mad too. That character's really mad. That's why he's saying ass. It's not that hard to explain to these kids. Sure, I don't want people, humping corpses and giving birth to a hand and, stripping on Raw. The Divas, as far as I'm concerned, could go away forever. I don't care about the boobs and the puppies and the cat fights and the mud wrestling and the jello fights. I don't care. I care about compelling storylines. And right now, it's I want to fight you because you are a bad guy, or I want to fight you because all these people don't respect me. We're tired of it. We had the people don't respect me storyline in Christian. We had it in Cody Rhodes. We had it in Sheamus before he turned face. We had it in CM Punk before he turned face. We had it in Mark Henry. We have it in, did I say Cody Rhodes? I think I did. All of these.
We have it in a lot of people.
Alberto Del Rio. We have it in all of the heels. It's all, nobody respects me. There's only, okay, nobody respects me. Okay, whatever. Nobody respects them. Now, what do you tell, the 5, 6, or 7-year-old, that wants to know why don't they respect him? Okay. Prior to him turning, being a bad guy, he really wasn't doing anything bad, but they don't respect him for no reason. So guess what, kids? That means that, you could just be a good person or a good guy and people will turn on you. That's all we're, you know what I mean? It's like,
there's nothing that's making people, going back to the old days where, this person's bad because of
the old days to you or 90s, the Attitude Era, right? That's the old days to you. Because right now, the way wrestling is reminiscent of pre-Attitude Era. It's very cartoony. It's very, it's all about marketing. It's all about, merchandise. It's all about, selling the product. And the product changed in the late 90s because the people changed in the late 90s. People who watched wrestling changed. And it's changing again. You see, TNA, as much as they're, a completely disheveled, discombobulated show that they don't know what they're doing, they're getting a part of the audience that the WWE's not getting. And most if not all of wrestling has lost that demographic that they're actually, trying to get, to Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. They're not getting that audience because they'd rather watch people hit each other for real in football. They'd rather watch Real Consequences, and they'd rather watch UFC.
Yeah, it's true.
So they have a lot of problems. But this week on Raw, some cool things happened. You had the Muppets come up. Beaker had a nice thing with Santino, gave him a super drink, and Santino wound up just spitting it in Swagger's face. We had some funny stuff with Gonzo. Mm-hmm. We had a Miss Piggy, Vicky Guerrero joke going on.
Yep.
It was fun. But I felt like the matches were conducive to the Muppets, not so much to current storylines.
Well, I thought the Ziggler Ryder.
Yeah, but I'm still confused as to, are we supposed to take Ryder seriously? Is he still a joke? Is he still the person that's going to be the underdog and we're going to be rooting for him because he's an underdog? Or is he going to be a legitimate threat? Okay, he got a clean win over Ziggler.
Yeah.
Clean win.
Clean
he
win.
Reversed the zigzag, did the Rough Rider, boom, 1-2-3, it was over. Granted, and he actually almost won twice in that match because
yeah.
Ziggler had his foot on the rope, and I'm not sure if that was supposed to happen. But regardless, does this mean, okay, we take him seriously? Is that what they're doing? I don't know, because it's been so slow. Like, this progress for Ryder has been so slow. It's been, like, 2 months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it went from, oh, Ryder, are you serious? Zack Ryder, okay, great, yeah, I'll fight him. And then he's dispatched in 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, Ryder's getting another chance. Wow, we can't get rid of him. And then, you know, we barely beat him. And now it's, you know, now he's beating us clean. I don't know.
I mean, is this going to culminate in him actually, like, going into Survivor Series, having a title defense, title shot again against Ziggler, and they finally give him his push?
I don't know. Or is he just going to be lumped in because in a Survivor Series style match because he's a fan favorite? I don't know. You know, Swagger was in a waste match with Santino. It was just to get the Muppets involved.
Yeah.
That's what that was for.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bad match. It was entertaining. It was funny. I laughed, but again, the product is PG, so we're having these kind of matches instead of something gripping, something meaningful. The Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton feud on SmackDown,
which is supposed to be tonight, which is supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, they have a street fight tonight on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to. Their feud is probably the most cutting edge as far as, you know, PG-13. It's like it's really on the cusp. They're very violent with each other, you know, stuff like that. So,
and just letting you know, Randy Orton actually got staples in his head from the fight.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Very good.
So we'll find out how he got cut tonight.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, I know. But I understand. I understand completely what's going on, you know, why you're upset. You know,
it's just I DVR and I watch all these programs. I watch it every week. My girlfriend's completely lost interest. She can't watch it anymore. I'm fast-forwarding more and more of the shows, and it had a real high point in the weeks leading up to, what was it? Money in the Bank, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. With Punk.
Yeah. It had a lot of momentum, and it looked like things were going to change. It looked like things were moving towards an Attitude Era. But now CM Punk is a nerfed version of what I thought he would have been.
Mm.
You know, he's not Stone Cold. He's not The Rock. He's not Edge. He's not, you know, like, he's not the rated R superstar.
I mean, he's not trying to be them, but I mean,
no, but he's not filling that void.
Okay.
That is so sorely missing on Raw. You know, Raw is on cable.
Yeah.
So is SmackDown now. SmackDown is taped and edited for television, and it looks dreadful. You know, their editing is getting worse and worse because they're hiding more and more flaws. And just to keep it either PG or to whatever the reason is. But on Raw, it's just not good. I mean, we did have one good match. Oh, it wasn't really great, but it was Daniel Bryan and Tyson Kidd. You know, they had a match. Why? Not because of any sort of gripping storyline, but because, you know, Daniel Bryan was trained by Sean and Kidd was trained by at the Hart Family Dungeon. So Brett versus Sean, promote the DVD. They had a match. That was pretty much that. That was the only reason for that match.
All right.
And I enjoyed the wrestling. But when you have three or four matches that start like that on your program that have no storyline leading up to it, you're just filling space.
Mm.
And I'd rather see Triple H talk for half an hour with CM Punk than to see two matches that don't belong on the card, that don't belong, you know, and are just on the card for no reason.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, it's going to be a 5-star match, you know. Then, you know, that's a different story.
What'd you think of the Big Show and Del Rio match?
I fast-forwarded through most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I rewatched it because I thought, you know, I should give it a chance. They worked their butt off, but and I like the ending. But other than that, it was a basic match that we've seen them do before.
Oh, okay.
It was very...
I've seen you fight like that before.
Yeah, I've seen the two of them have that match before.
All right. Well, I mean, let's just hope that something interesting happens soon. You know, something drastic, maybe a change, you know.
I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, hopefully Mick Foley could change, you know, changes something when he returns.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
I mean, Triple H is going to be off TV for now for some time, you know. It, and even how about this? They've even mentioned on, you know, they mentioned this in the news. WWE is no longer going to say broken necks.
Right.
They're no longer saying that now. So that's why, like, when they were talking with about Triple H, he had like a herniated disc, you know, and all this other stuff. And it's like, remember the good old days where it was like, you know, oh, he got hit in the head. He got a broken neck. Mm-hmm. He could break his neck. Oh, my God. You know, no. But they stopped that now.
I'm just looking over it.
I mean, it's nothing. Excuse me.
Survivor Series is looking very confusing.
It is.
The card is shaping up to be a run of the... It looks like, you know, Vengeance Part 2.
Yeah.
So that's kind of annoying, right?
With the Rock. I don't know.
Is The Rock gonna
turn heel on John Cena?
No, I mean, is he gonna bring in the ratings? I'm not quite sure because.
Well, The Rock supposed to be. Is he supposed to come into Raw this week?
Not this week. Next, but a week after that.
Oh, okay.
It's a 3-hour Raw.
Right.
And that's supposed to be like Mick Foley's return too, but
quote unquote. Yeah. That's the one in Boston, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's tired in this room.
Well, that's what WWE is doing to us right now.
Yeah,
it's making us tired.
So let's go over. Our main storylines so far on Raw are we have Del Rio Punk.
Yep.
We have
Cena with The Miz and R-Truth.
Right.
We have Ziggler going for the title. Question mark?
You have Ziggler and Ryder. Ryder going for the title.
Ryder going for the title? Question mark.
We have Air Boom and I don't know. I guess nobody really.
Air Boom now, no one.
Yeah.
No one's going on.
Whatever.
Nothing's going on there now.
And that's our. Those are our main
things going on Raw.
Now
on
I mean SmackDown rivalries. We have Sin Cara, which is kind of over now. Big Show, Henry,
Rhodes and Orton. The rise of Wade Barrett.
Right. We have with the Wade Barrett storyline, which last week, was it Morrison? Was that last week on SmackDown?
That was the one on Raw.
Oh.
On Raw, he beat Morrison, and on SmackDown,
last week's SmackDown, not this week's.
Oh, okay.
What was last week's?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Well, he's
been winning. Actually, he's going to be facing someone else tonight. That was a big win.
Right.
So
there's also looking forward to next Raw. Brodus Clay is going to make his Raw debut.
Yes.
We've had some nice vignettes from him. Leading into this coming week, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
We'll see what he does.
He's big. He's a big dude. So those are our storylines. So going right now, our Survivor Series card has The Rock and Cena versus Miz and R-Truth. We have Del Rio and Punk, which Punk made him basically forced him to give him the match.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, it was a cool spot. We have what else do we have? We have was Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton announced yet?
No.
I'm sure it'll happen. Oh, actually, maybe not, because, you know, tonight's SmackDown might be
the
end of that.
It's probably going to be, don't be surprised if there's another freaking Sheamus and Christian.
Right. Oh, God.
They constantly face each other.
And then, you know, I imagine we're going to have Henry and Big Show again. So, you know, to continue that nonsense.
Uh-huh. And that's
so,
it.
That's it. Then we're going to have the remaining superstars probably thrown together for Survivor Series style matches.
Probably.
Or probably just one match. I imagine
Divas match, Divas championship match.
Right. Yeah. Eve won the costume battle royal. The only thing redeeming about that battle royal were the Bella twins were Mario and Luigi.
I know.
That was it. It's very underwhelming. I'm very underwhelmed. I'm underwhelmed with Raw. I'm underwhelmed with SmackDown. But are you underwhelmed with TNA?
Oh, we have to talk about TNA.
Okay.
All right. Now, I know you give me 60 seconds.
We don't have to. TNA in a moment.
All right. Listen, let me tell you something, guys, going on right now with TNA. I don't know what it is. But there's a change brewing in TNA.
The winds of change are blowing.
The winds of change. Let me tell you something, all right? Very underwhelming sometimes these moments in these matches. There are sometimes very underwhelming things.
Okay.
But there's something that I've noticed, especially since after last night.
Okay.
First off, Robert Roode is now a heel. He is now a heel.
All right.
They have broken up Beer Money. Okay? They broke up Beer Money.
Okay.
James Storm won the title. 2 weeks later, he loses it to Robert Roode last night because Robert Roode hits him in the face with a beer bottle. I want to point something out very interesting about that segment, which you would find very funny.
Uh-huh.
He hits him with the beer bottle. There's glass all over the place. The referee was knocked out. He comes back into the ring, doesn't notice the glass all over the place, but still makes the count and calls the match.
Right. I'm going to comment on that as for the rules of wrestling.
Yes.
Referee's decision is final, and the referee can only make pass judgment on what he sees.
Okay. Well, then
he cannot. The glass could have been thrown in from the crowd. He can't assume.
All right.
Anybody
but
used glass.
Robert Roode is now a heel. And breaking news, people, if you want to know, James Storm is actually injured.
Uh-huh.
You will see on next week's episode how he got injured.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
Gail Kim.
He is going to be out. Gail Kim is a champion.
Uh-huh.
She was never used in WWE, but now she is back in TNA.
That's right.
2 weeks, she's a Knockouts Tag Team Champion.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Uh-huh.
Ronnie of the Jersey Shore was on last night.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right.
Yep. And Jeff Hardy is getting a push. I know. Jeff Hardy is getting a push.
What's going on with Hogan and Sting?
Okay. Hogan wasn't on.
Good.
Hogan wasn't on.
What about Sting?
Sting is the acting GM.
Oh.
So he's the acting GM.
What the hell are they doing over there?
I'm just saying.
They're so confusing.
Sting's the acting GM. He's no longer coming out with face paint. He is, you know, he's coming out now in his regular stuff. He always wears sunglasses now. He is, quote unquote, leading the regime for Dixie Carter. He's calling okay matches. You know, nothing out of this world, you know, making me go, ooh and ah, you know, but I know.
Who's the X Division champion nowadays?
It's still Austin Aries. He's pretty good.
All right. I might have to start DVRing TNA just so I could talk to you more about it. Cause
I know. Listen. I watched it. I mean, there is something brewing, but it hasn't been boiling yet.
Mm.
Or it hasn't been tasteful yet.
Mm.
So it's gotta keep going. Okay. Oh, by the way, just want to point this out. I still don't know why they're doing the Eric Bischoff, Garrett Bischoff storyline. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, whatever.
Just saying, I don't get it. All right. That's it. That's TNA in a moment.
That's it. That's TNA in a moment. Yep. I'm going to pull up my emails because we did have a couple of emails. Let me go get that. Fill some time, Mike.
All right.
Tell us about. Let's see. Tell us about.
I'll tell you.
Okay,
go. All right. Listen, I want to mention to you all that I have just started watching a DVD that Steven gave me. It is a DVD about Bret Hart. It's like one of the old DVDs from back in 2005. This is before, like, you know, there's been like a a reconciliation between him and Shawn Michaels and him with Vince a little bit. It was all about, like, their history. And so far, what I've watched about Bret Hart is very, very interesting. Found it very good. He was well-liked. Didn't realize how big his popularity was. Thought it was very interesting, his take on the Shawn Michaels on specific parts. I'm actually interested in watching the greatest rivalries between Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, because I think they are both two characters that we have never truly understand why they've hated each other for so long, but now they have a mutual respect for one another. So it'll be interesting. It'll be very cool to see. Other than that, I'm also interested in the new ladder match, part two.
Yes, DVD. Volume two.
Yes.
What Mike is, of course, referring to is Bret Hart's, you know, biography DVD that came out in 05. That was, of course, before his return, so it's very, he's still very bitter in that DVD.
Yes.
All right, we have some, oh, speaking of, we have from our friend Frankie.
Frankie, how
he
you
says, doing, I
Frankie?
Picked up the greatest rivalry, Shawn vs. Bret, and it is a great DVD.
Ah, okay, good.
He also loves my Hell in a Cell line.
Match. Okay, good.
He likes the line.
Okay.
With Cody losing to Orton and the fact that the IC title wasn't on the line, that hurts both Rhodes and the IC title, too. Huh. I hope that the IC title becomes important again. What would it take for the IC title to become a title that matters again? The workhorse title. Just that. It needs to be
put on the line.
It needs to be put on the line every week, like a TV title. Every week, every SmackDown, he should have to defend it.
Yeah, because right now he's not.
That's why it needs to be on a face right now. I think one of these mid-card titles needs to be on a face, and the face needs to, like a Daniel Bryan, and he needs to say, you know, every week I'm defending this title until I can no longer defend it, or until it's taken from me. Every week he'll challenge anybody. You know, one week it's Tyson Kidd, the next week it's, you know, Swagger, or, you know, whoever.
Okay.
You know, I think that's how
you say it. Don't you think you could go on like maybe like a face like Orton?
No.
Or do you think Orton is too high?
It wouldn't be taken seriously.
Okay.
It's a wrestler's title. It's not a character's title.
Okay. What else we got?
Joshua Sankman.
Hey, Josh.
Another one of our regulars.
Yes.
How much longer do you think the John Laurinaitis? Laurinaitis.
But, okay.
Laurinaitis interim general manager story will go. And
as long
who,
as it
and,
can.
And how, if they replace him, who do you think it'll be with?
It's not going to be replaced.
I don't think it's going to be. I think it will be after Survivor Series, and I think it'll probably be replaced.
He's staying
by
around
Nick Foley.
For a while. I'm sorry, they're going to go with this for as long as they can until it's beaten in our skulls. It's like the same thing that's going on with the freaking Michael Cole Jim Ross storyline. Just go ahead, forget it. Next.
He likes both of our match 9 choices.
Oh yes,
our Big Splash Super.
Oh yeah, we got to get ready for that.
Yeah, Big Splash WrestleCast Supercard Challenge.
Okay.
They're both very different from each other. Mm. But if I had to choose a favorite, it would be Steve's match, because Sting versus Undertaker styles, I think they would complement each other.
Okay.
His match 9 was the first blood match between Brock Lesnar and Psycho Sid.
Interesting. Okay.
Very interesting. I'm gonna get my list for so we could be a little.
That's all our emails?
No, I believe we have one more.
Okay.
I'm gonna look for it.
Okay.
Let me see. He also has a final match. I guess we could do that.
Okay.
His final match is an Elimination Chamber match.
Okay.
Between Randy, Macho Man Savage, Bret the Hitman Hart,
okay,
The Rock,
okay,
Stone Cold Steve Austin,
okay,
The Undertaker,
okay,
and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Ooh. Okay. I like it.
Let's see.
I like it.
Okay, now from our friend Mr. Bacon.
Bacon.
A nice long email here.
Oh God, is this a good email or a bad email? Oh man, here we go.
All right.
I presume we're going to get our butts.
Thanks for the stuff about Morrison. Really opened my eyes, but I still like him.
Okay. That's fine.
A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned whatever.
We talked about it. And he's on a losing streak. I'm sorry, Bryce.
He's going to be fired.
He's going to be fired.
He's not going to be re-signed.
Oh, it's
as you guys discussed last episode, I do reckon we need Mercury back. But with Morrison, big mouth, he'll be leaving to go somewhere else.
I don't know
where that'll be because Melina will debut November 19th against Serena at some women's wrestling organization. Right. We do. Yes. Yes.
Mm, yeah.
He was watching SmackDown and Raw this week and realized the WWE, as Steven would say, fucked up and needs to work. It needs some work done to it.
Mm.
Air Boom, he wants them to lose the titles because Vicky's crew, I like to call them Swagger, as I like to call them, that's Swagger and Ziggler, is a way better tag team.
I hate Swagger. Sorry.
Brodus Clay, the future. No, I see nothing in him. That's all I'm saying about him. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
Okay.
That's because he's a heel and he's supposed to be hated.
Exactly.
They're doing exactly what they want. All right. Here's a question to finish off.
Okay.
Him and his friend said to each other that they both thought of it. John Cena has never lost an I Quit match in real. If he was picking a match and based on past events as pro wrestling not being fake. He would go with an I Quit match. Makes no sense for him to pick a Last Man Standing match.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this? He picked a Last Man Standing match because it's been a while since we had one.
Yes.
And because, if it was real, I would say he picked it because he wants to knock out
Del Rio. Literally?
Yeah.
Because what Del Rio did to him.
Right.
So, kind of, I guess, following that kind of storyline-esque.
Right. If it wasn't staged and written for us, I would imagine he wants to knock Del Rio on his butt for the 10 count.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all we got as far as emails go. All
right. Any tweets?
Oh, actually, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, there could be one more. Excitement.
No, no, that was from last. That was last time. We did that one last time.
All right.
Okay.
Any tweets?
No.
No, no tweets. All right.
Well, to be fair, we have been pretty quiet on Twitter.
Yes, we have.
I don't get to watch Raw or SmackDown live anymore because of works.
Yeah.
Actually, we have some. Oh no, that's BS. Spam.
Spam
tweets. All right.
Are we ready?
Mike.
Yes. Are we here?
We're here.
We are here.
We're at the main event.
We are at the main event.
Main event of the evening.
Oh, man.
This is
scary. I need to look at my paper for one second because I did right now a few names.
Okay.
I may have to include one more.
Okay.
If you could just pass it over to me for one second.
Okay.
Because you're clearly not. Thank you. Right.
My main event is pretty simple. It is very simple.
Yours is pretty simple.
It is a one-on-one match.
One-on-one match.
One-on-one.
Really?
One-on-one.
You have knocked it down to one-on-one.
I have a main event. It's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious? I don't know. What could be your main event, Steven?
Well, why don't you read my card?
All right, let me start it off. We have the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus the Dragon Daniel Bryan.
The American Dragon, yes.
The American Dragon, sorry. We have a tables, ladders, and chairs match between Hardys, Dudleys, Nasty Boys, and LOD. By the way, we never even include the Hart Foundation in both of our things.
Well, we have Bret Hart.
I'm just saying.
And by the way,
yes.
I believe I'm going to amend that second match because there is a tag team I forgot about.
Okay.
Edge and Christian.
Okay. Then who are you going to replace?
I'm not replacing anybody.
So you're including a 15?
There are five teams in that match.
Oh, okay. Well, we call it a clusterfuck. All right.
That's right.
All right. A body slam match between Andre the Giant and The Big Show.
It's the $10,000 body slam challenge. Get it right.
All right. Jesus, we're going back to 85 here. All right. Bruno Sammartino versus Brock Lesnar in a potato match.
In a potato fest.
All right. We have Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle. We have a fatal four-way match between AJ Styles, Randy Orton.
Speak up, Mike.
Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Mr. Perfect, and Chris Benoit.
Wait, I have Randy Orton in that one?
Yeah.
So I have Randy Orton in two matches? I do.
Oh.
I do.
Well, you better take out Randy Orton, mister.
Fine. Who is in that match?
AJ Styles, Mr. Perfect, Chris Benoit.
And Cody Rhodes.
And Cody Rhodes. All right. I like it.
That's probably who I was thinking of anyway.
Iron Man match between HBK and the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Then we have a Snakes tag team.
Mm-hmm.
We have Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Jake the Snake Roberts versus...
No, it's
with,
a tag
with
team.
With Jake the Snake Roberts versus Randy Orton now. And... Santino, but he got knocked out before the match, and he's replaced by Sergeant Slaughter.
Right, yes. Exactly.
Then we have a Hell in a Cell match between Undertaker and Sting.
Hell in a Cell!
And your main event.
The main event of the evening!
Yes.
The most electrifying man in all of sports entertainment versus the one, the only, the immortal Hulk Hogan! That's right. One-on-one match. But the Rock... versus Hogan. It's happened before, and it's going to happen again, this time on the biggest stage of them all, in the biggest card of them all. That's it. That's my main event. Doesn't get any better than that.
I like to let you know that I applaud you for putting that as your main event.
That's it.
But
that's my main event.
But there's a problem.
Why?
I've seen it before.
Yes, you have seen it before. There are many matches we've seen before. But none of them have captivated me like The Rock and Hogan in their one encounter. But this is not going to be Hollywood Hogan. This is going to be the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, The Rock, the face, the biggest top of his career, versus 1985 top of his career Hulk Hogan.
All right.
The two biggest faces, you could arguably, in history of the company.
Okay. All right, you ready for mine?
History of wrestling.
I like it. Okay. I like it now. I like it. All right. My supercard. Starting off with The Miz versus Mr. Perfect. And we have a ladder match between Beer Money, the Hardys, the Dudleys, and LOD. We have an over-the-top rope challenge. We'll put $10,000 on the line.
Oh, boy.
Between Andre the Giant and The Big Show. We have an Intercontinental title match between the Honky Tonk Man, Chris Jericho, and the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Then we have the Icon match with Sting versus HBK. We have a submission match, elimination style, between Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle, and Ken Shamrock. We have a Divas match, Best of Divas.
Best of between
Fabulous Moolah versus Chyna versus Trish Stratus. We have a Better Bald Man match, and that is between Goldberg and Austin.
I feel like that's seven, eight.
Where's my nine?
Did you count the Big Show thing?
Hold on.
When you counted?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What was my last week's match? I thought I wrote it down.
I thought
I wrote down my ninth match.
You
wrote down your ninth match. You wrote down the Hell in the Cell.
Is that my handwriting? I guess it
is.
Interesting. All right. Well, we got to find it. We have to find your match.
We have to find my match. I forgot my match.
What was it?
Well, I thought Goldberg and Austin was my ninth match.
No.
Really?
No. That was too tough. Let's look it up. Did you have Undertaker involved?
No, I was saving. I was saving a Taker.
I can find it. Hold on.
Okay, I was saving Taker for the end. I believe.
I don't remember what episode it was though.
Okay, what was the one? It was the one before. Are you actually gonna go through right now, and try to listen to it?
I'm trying to. What was it? All
right. Well, my.
I think this was it.
My last match.
Seventh. No.
While Steven is going through it. I only have one match that I was captivated with watching, not only as a fan,
okay,
but as also as a moviegoer.
Ooh,
yes. I don't know if anyone ever saw But there was this lovely main event with David Arquette.
Oh, God, no.
Yes. Do you remember the old War Games?
Oh, God.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to see in my main event, my last group. It's called the War Games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I am putting in the greatest superstars of all the eras. Okay? So I'm starting off.
Greatest ones ever.
Greatest ones. Okay? I'm starting off. This is War Games. Now, if everyone knows how War Games work, there are three cages. First cage, in order to get above it, you have to use a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the second cage is all weapons. Mm-hmm. Then you have to leave the second cage, go up to the top to grab the title belt. You must then leave with the title belt out of the all three cages. And that's how you
become. One of WCW's finest crowning achievements.
It was a very interesting thing, especially when the guy was thrown off the second cage and landed on the ramp.
Canyon?
Yes. But.
A crowbar? One of those.
I'm going to tell you who I have. It's epic. I have Classy Freddie Blassie.
Oh, God.
Yes. I need to put him in.
Okay.
I have Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, God.
Okay. Then I have Hulk Hogan.
Mm.
Then I have The Rock.
Mm.
And you know what? Just because of the fact that this schmuck has been given so much time, I'm putting John Cena in my main event.
Oh, boy.
So okay. A five-way.
Well, where's your Taker? I thought you were going to put Taker in there.
I was going to put Taker. I think Taker was my ninth match. I think I had, in my ninth match, it was supposed to be Taker and somebody.
Nice.
It was supposed to be Hell in a Cell. But I'm trying to remember who I had.
Oh, hang on.
All right, he's going to go take a listen and try to figure out who I had.
We're going to pause.
And we're back.
We've got it.
It was Undertaker versus Bret Hart in a three stages of hell match.
I believe, I think the first one was a regular pinfall. The second one was, I think, ladder.
Submission.
Submission, right. And the third one was that Hell in a Cell or was that something like that? Yeah,
Hell in a Cell,
something like that. So,
and then after that, we're doing the War Games.
Yes. All right, so that's it, folks. That's our super card. This is it.
This is it.
This is the cream of the crop.
Yes.
The creme de la creme.
The creme de la crop.
And this is what we're going to be doing.
What?
We are going to create every person that's missing from WWE 12 from our cards.
Okay.
When that game comes out in a few weeks.
Okay.
We're going to create the people missing. And we are going to create our cards in the Create a Storyline.
Okay.
And we are going to publish it.
Okay.
And we're going to have people play our super card on WWE 12.
There's one problem.
What?
We can't do a War Games match.
No, we can't. But we could still, figure something out with that.
We could put a cage in a cage. Something like that.
We could just make it a cage match.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do a body slam challenge, but whatever.
We'll figure it out.
Let's make it one-on-one. Yeah. But we're going to do it.
Yep.
And I'll be damned if we don't.
Yes.
And so I'll probably be damned or something. So that's it.
Yes. We've hit it.
We've hit the point of the show where we leave.
Yes.
If you want to be a part of the show, you can by writing emails. That's how we read your name.
Yes.
We read your question and comment.
And we comment.
And we comment back at you.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. Yeah, you could do that.
If you want to listen to us, as you're listening to us and you hear it, you're like, no, and we are not responding.
Right.
Maybe we are.
BigSplashPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's the address, so write it down. BigSplashPodcast@gmail.com. Okay, so write to us. What else? You could tweet us, and you could read our tweets if we ever do it again. At Big Splash Cast.
Yes.
We try and tweet during shows, but if we're working, sorry, we need to pay rent. You could also find us at BigSplashWrestleCast.com, where every once in a while I'll write something. Nobody else does, but that's okay. whatever, we'll deal with it. You can find us on the iTunes, where you could rate us. And you could comment about the podcast. You give us a review to bring our search higher so that, you know, we could actually get some good reviews and get this podcast out. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Do you have friends? Tell them. Be
I'm
like,
sure
hey,
you
guys,
do.
You like wrestling? You listen to these guys. They know
if
what they're doing.
You tell one friend.
He'll tell one friend.
And then you, before you know it, there'll be more people listening to our podcast.
Right. And before you know it, we're going to be the number one podcast that everybody listens to.
Come on.
We're the number one podcast that you listen to.
Yes.
In your
ranking.
But
not everyone listens to
us.
No,
not everyone listens to us yet.
Yes.
Well, I'm hungry. What about you? I'm ready to eat something.
Yeah, let's get something to eat.
I got to get some vegetables in my system.
Thanks for listening again.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes.
I'm Mike Capizzo.
I'm Steve Fontana. And keep reaching for the belts. A-bam.